Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday. Sun Helios Day Deity. Sun Deity Day. July the 9th of 2017. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got another topic for you that's one of those shows, one of those topics that people don't really think about. Because we really don't really sit down and slow down our lives enough to see the relevance, the importance of it. So we're so involved or engaged in going through life or in living life that a lot of times we don't get an opportunity to actually analyze life. So today is one of these topics that helps us to slow down and really analyze our life. So today we want to talk about how. You know, everybody has and focuses on the problem, but today we want to talk about how to say goodbye to stress and how to say hello to success. See, you you have an option today. You can either be successful or you can be stressful. Either one of those, but you can't do both. You can't be stressful and be. Emphasis on the word be. Be. Now, remember, be means a mental disposition. Now, a mental disposition is a group of related thoughts that dominate the brain's capacity or overrides the brain's with a chemical. Now, we're also going to discuss briefly chemically induced stress and chemically induced success. So until I was able to have an internal successful disposition, what I did was develop a chemical induced outside success. So I purposely chemically induced stress hormones into my life in order to force me to override my stress mentality in my brain. Let me say that again. I forced myself through chemicals to chemically induce success into my body until I was able to get to a place where I could spiritually and mentally maintain a disposition of success in my heart and in my brain. So I need to teach you, I need to tell you how to do that. Because many of you are unable to maintain a mental disposition. Therefore, your inside disposition, your inside mentality has been overwritten by your outside reality. Since your outside reality, stress, is overriding your inside mentality of success. So even though you're maintaining an inside reality or an inside mentality of success, your outside reality of stress is overriding your inside mentality of success. So what we have to do is say goodbye to stress, inside and outside. Because success is the chemical called cortisone. Now, there's a lot of other chemicals, but we don't want to give too much play or too much showtime to the problem. Because everybody knows the problem. You can go on Facebook, you can go on Instagram, you can go on LinkedIn, you can go on Tube Mobile, you can go anywhere on social media. You can click on CNN, you can click on Fox, you can click on your local news, you can click on any channel and you will find the problem. So I'm not going to give the problem any play. Everybody knows the problem. If you don't, step outside your front door, talk to your mate, talk to somebody, and they'll tell you about the problems. Everybody got problems. So today we want to spend as much time, we want to spend all the time talking about, again, success. Because, see, you cannot have both. You cannot be stressful and successful. It's interesting because I find people trying to mix. It's like mixing law and grace. See, if you're going to keep the law according to the scriptures, you got to keep all of it. Otherwise, you got to be under grace. But if you're gonna do grace, you got to do all grace. If you're going to do the law, do all law. You got to do one or the other. You can't do law and grace. You can't do stress and success. Them two, they don't, it's like oil and water. They don't mix. So let's break this down for you. Let's start with the chemical. Chemically induced. There is chemically induced stress that's going on right now. That's the problem. We all know it. Well, Doc, I don't know. Oh, if you don't know how you've been right now, your body is stressed the hell out. I don't even know you. I don't know what part of the country you're in. I don't know where you're listening to me from, but I already know one thing about you. Anywhere on the globe, first of all, the planned net is inside of this thing called the atmosphere. The atmosphere has five levels. The ionosphere, the stratosphere, there's five levels. All five of the levels of this thing is called bioluminescence. It's called dark matter. It's called the ether. And inside the ether, there are elements. There are elementals. These elementals or these elements are controlled, again, by Els or Elohim. The Elohim are controlled now through their descendants, which you are probably one of them, depending on your blood type. Now, you probably don't know this, but depending on your blood type, you are one of the Elohims. You are one of the Els. You are a walk-in. You are a fit extension. So they're using your body. Now, you don't know because you've been chemically mind-controlled. And since you don't understand, they use a VLF, a very low frequency, to activate an ELF, an extreme low frequency, to make you an EMP or a good imp, an IMP, which is a little devil. So an IMP uses EMP to become a PIMP. So this IMP that they use, again, to make you through an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, you call it a thought. And this thought, again, comes into your brain, but it's not your thought. This thought, again, takes over your L electricity, and it uses elementary, everything that you learn in elementary school called grammar or grammaria that activates your electricity that makes you a good element so you can control the elementals that we call chemistry or that we call the periodic table. So everything on the periodic table is a chemical. So they put these chemicals in your mouth. It's called mercury. And that, again, produces Alzheimer's. It produces, again, stress on the brain because the chemical can't get out. See, the body can flush out everything except metal. Specifically aluminum. So anytime somebody induces that, they are chemically mind effing you. Then they put fluoride. So anytime somebody puts fluoride, they are chemically inducing stress because fluoride stresses the immune system. So you got toothpaste and you use that toothpaste every day. You go to the dentist, they jam pack your mouth with fluoride. It's in your water. So every time you take a shower, you're stressing the hell out of your body. Every time you brush your teeth, you're stressing out your body. Every time you go outside and do this, you're stressing out your body because you're breathing in chemtrails. Every time you eat food, it's genetically modified. Every time you put some chicken in your mouth, you put that beef, that steak, you can go, maybe you're a vegan and you're eating lettuce and carrots and stuff. That crap is sprayed with a pesticide. So really, I don't care what you do, just pick your poison. Again, that's the problem. So chemically, everybody is chemically stressed the hell out. Now, your body is screaming right now as I'm talking to you, but you're not listening. You can't hear it because you don't know the stressors of your body. So when your body is stressing you out, and because we don't spend time talking about the stressors that's caused by cortisol. Now, again, one of them is a depression. Now, you don't know. You just wake up and you're pissed off. You walk past something, you're just angry. You're depressed. Another one is hypertension. Blood pressure goes up and you just think, oh, you know, I'm a little dehydrated. Oh, that's another one, dehydration. Chronic fatigue. You just wake up one day and you're tired. Now, everybody should be operating on my level and higher. You should be able to work out 2 or 3 times a day. You should be able to go by with 4 to 6 hours of sleep. You should be able to work nonstop. You should be able to just go. But everybody gets tired. That's from chronic fatigue because you've been chemically stressed. Migraines, headache. What about fight or flight, tunnel vision? What about acid reflux? Anybody got any acid reflux? What about, again, another form of hostility? Just anger, just pissed off. Somebody walk past you in the park. They look at you. They just look at you, and then they make eye contact with you a little longer than you like, and you give them the head and all, y'all. Like, yo, what's up, homie? Now, nobody said nothing. Nobody did nothing to you. You just hostile. You just wound tight. Why? You stressed. But you don't know you're stressed because you ain't been to the doctor. So you don't even understand, most of us, not you personally, but a lot of us, we don't understand that chemically induced stress is the number one cause of exiting this planet. And so we need to get the stress out of the body, because you're going to either be stressful or successful, one of the two. Another one is hunger. You eat and eat, but you're hungry all the time. Why? You may be biologically, demonically possessed through parasites inside of your intestines. These parasites is what the Garden of Eden called the talking snake or the serpent. So the serpent in the Bible is the parasite in your gut. Now, I know you think it's the snake that slithers around on the ground. No, it's the snake that slithers around inside your intestines. That's the snake that it was talking about in the garden, because that snake is the only snake that can control your behavior. Do you know that parasites in your gut control the behavior in your brain? Now, I've done the show. I wrote the book. I got everything. I've done the research for you. So you can believe me, research it for yourself. So you're hungry, you eat all the time, but the food is going to the parasites. That's why you crave certain foods, fatty foods, salty foods, sugary foods. Those are the foods that the parasites eat. Those parasites are demons. Now, again, contrary to popular belief, again, don't believe me, look it up for yourself. But again, this is all part of cortisol, because they can only exist in a body that has cortisol released. And the cortisol, again, is chemically induced through everything that we've been discussing. Now, this is how you know you got it. Arthritis is another one. Calcium deposits is another one. Decreased immune system, decreased metabolism, depression, hypertension, fatigue, migraines, tunnel vision. Okay, we ran through the gamut of the problem. Chemically induced. Remember, how is it chemically induced? It's in your water. It's in your air. It's in your food. It's in, you lose laundry detergent, right? You put deodorant underneath your armpits. And your armpits is the most sensitive part of the body. Anything you put on your armpits and underneath your tongue goes directly into your bloodstream. And you putting chemicals in the form of a deodorant underneath your armpit? Are you serious? Do you know what that does to you? Cortisol. Cortisol is a steroid. It's a steroid. Now, it's a good thing. The body uses it. It's produced by the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland. But, however, cortisol is the thing that is produced whenever, again, you are in fight-flight mode. In other words, the amygdala and the hypothalamus are activated anytime you are in a point of fear. So you are in a state of paranoid instead of metanoia. Again, meta means faith-based. Para means fear-based. Fear-based. So you got a fear-based doctrine. And doctrine? Get saved, go to hell. Fear, I don't want to go to hell. Therefore, cortisol is released in the body. And that cortisol, once it's released into the body, it builds up and bam, it lowers your immune system. Bam, it produces arthritis. Bam, it slows down your metabolism rate. Bam, it produces inflammation throughout all of your organs in your body. Bam, it produces chronic fatigue. Bam, migraines. Bam, tunnel vision. Bam, freaking acid reflux. Bam, you pissed off. You're an emotional wreck. You're happy today, you're sad tomorrow. You go to the doctor, they tell you got bipolar disorder. No, Negro, you ain't got bipolar disorder. You got too much cortisol in your system. You're hungry all the time because you're feeding the parasites. You're not feeding your blood cells. You got arthritis. You got freaking calcium deposits all over. Why? All of this is signs that you are stressful, not successful. So I need you to trade in that. You need to stop being stressful, but you need to be successful. Now you say, Doc, that's easy for you to say, homie. It's easy for you to sit here and say, yeah, brother, you should be successful, but you don't live in my hood, Doc. You don't have my problem, brother. You don't know what I'm going through, man. You don't know how hard life has been on me, man. You don't understand where I'm at, brother. You just sitting on your high horse thinking you better than everybody else. You ain't been through shitness like me, brother. Well, I hate to disappoint you. But, yeah, where you been, I've probably been there and probably 10 times worse. But, see, I figured out a system because it was a system or death. See, I started, like, when I was 8. Like, I don't know if you was getting tired up and getting your ass whooped and getting fondled when you was 8. But it's not a feel-good feeling. It don't produce no feel-good chemicals in your body when somebody that's supposed to be protecting you is fondling you. Yeah, don't feel good. See, I don't know if you was forced to fast, walk around in circles, saying some damn mantra in the middle of the night and couldn't sleep for 3 days. See, I don't know at the age of 8 if you was forced to walk around in a circle and every time you fell asleep you got a leather pipe on your back. I don't know if you overstand. But let me break it down for you, see, brother, because when you're in that type of a stress full environment at 8, you got to figure out some shizness. You got to figure out some shizness quick. So I chemically induced success into my body. Chemically. How did I do that? I did certain things that releases certain chemicals. Number one, which you all guys know, y'all hear me say this on every show. Sometimes I work out 3 times a day. People at the gym, see that? Everybody know me. Oh, hey, Mr. Rogers, you're back again. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, didn't you just leave a few hours ago? Yep. Oh, what you going to do now? You going to hit that treadmill again? No, man, I'm going to do some power metrics today. Oh, really? You going to do the power metrics? Yeah, oh, yeah, what you going to do? Oh, come back 30 minutes later, an hour later, I'm back. I'm in the pool. Next 30 minutes, I'm back. I'm doing heavy. Next 30 minutes, I may be back. I may do on light. Well, Brother Will, why are you doing that? I am chemically inducing endorphins into my body. On purpose. It's not by accident. I'm just not doing this because I don't know what I'm doing. I actually got a system that is working, been working for me for 25 freaking years. Frequent, intense training. Emphasis on the word frequency, bruh. emphasis on the word frequency, sis. Frequent. Then it got to be intense. So you go, but you walking around, you're playing checkers while you're there. Yeah, that dog don't hunt. It has to be. It is done on purpose. It's not an accident. Because it releases endorphins inside of your body. These endorphins do something. Now, again, I'm talking about the chemical first. Then we're going to get to the real shit here in just a second. So you can't afford to wait for something inside of you to happen to produce the chemicals that manifest outside of you. You can't wait. Why? Because reality is whooping your aspiratus. You getting pulled over for driving while black. You got stress in your relationships. Kids look at you and you tell them what to do, and they say, I ain't doing it. And you're like, please, Johnny. Johnny's like, no, you don't know what to do. Send Johnny to my house. He'd be good for it. I treat him right. I have him straight for you in about a week. So the number one thing that you got to do, brothers and sisters, to artificially induce, to chemically induce a successful environment. Number one, again, I'm talking about now, again, this is worst case scenario. This one you don't understand what I'm getting ready to talk about next. Because really it's an inside-outside job. But for some people, their insides is whack, like mine used to be. See, if every time I used to talk about when I was little, and you guys remember the shows, if y'all go back and listen to my early shows, I would break down, cry like a baby. I remember I would do shows, man, I started talking about my childhood, and I'd be like, I started choking up. I remember the first time I did the show just recently when I really, really got through and I wrote the book on behavior, on clarinomics. If you go to Google right now and type in behavioral clarinomics, the only thing that comes up is my shizness because I had to go through it. I could not figure out. I had to figure out. I said, God, you got to help me here because I can't get past this. There is something, there's a glass ceiling that is not allowing me to be successful. It is only allowing me to be stressful. And every time I talked about certain things, emotions would come up and I would just cry. The first time my sister told me, you deserve to be happy, I just started crying. I'm a grown-ass man. I know I deserve to be happy. But it was something about the way she said it because it touched my spirit to my core. Because nobody looked me in the eye who loved me unconditionally and told me, you. See, I spent my whole life making everybody else happy. For the first time in my life, damn near 60 years old, somebody told me, Negro, you deserve to be happy. Now, everybody got a different touch tone. That just happened to be mine. It ain't nobody else's fault, Negro. It's your fault. Because you got to process what I'm telling you today. What am I saying? If you can think about anything that happened in your past and it bothers you, that means you have not processed it. That means you haven't learned from it. That means you haven't grown it. That means that it still owns you. You don't own it. That means you haven't monetized it. See, now I can talk about every event in my past. I can talk about the fact that my father to this day still lives down in Houston, Texas. He's 80 plus years old. He's never put his arms around me and said my name and the word I love you after it. Never in my life. I cannot remember. He's never done that. Now, I used to say that. That used to bother the hell out of me. It doesn't bother me no more. That's just my father. That's just the way he is. I've accepted it. I understand it. I'm not making no excuses for him, but I process the information to figure out why can my biological father hug me and say, son, I love you and I'm proud of you. I try to tell my kids that all the time. The reason that he can't, his daddy tied him to a tree, put a rope in boiling water while he was tied to a tree and beat him. And I'm wondering why he can't tell me. My father was beat like a slave. Now, slavery was over. But his father was a slave. And the master beat him. So he passed that shizness down. And then he passed it down. And he used to do the same thing to me. And I started off doing the same thing to my kids. Thankfully, something happened that allowed me to snap out of it. So I have to learn. I had to learn how to go from the outside in because I had memories I could not override. Those memories would come up and the demons would take over me and I couldn't do nothing but be emotional. Now, sometimes the emotion would be angry. Sometimes the emotion would be sadness, but I couldn't deal with the emotion. The emotion, the entity would move and he was more powerful than me. Now, I'm more powerful than him. How did I do it? Number one, exercise. I don't care, man. People don't like exercise. I don't know what good luck with that. I don't know how y'all do it. I don't know how people live on earth and don't exercise. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. I see people that say to me all the time, I don't like exercise, doc. I don't know why. I don't give a damn if you weigh 600 pounds. You don't exercise because you want to lose weight or gain weight or big muscles, homie. You exercise because it releases endorphins. It is the only thing that releases, that activates your opiate receptors. It releases opium. It's the same thing. It's like you've been hooked on cocaine. It's called, now, I don't know because you never experienced it. I experience it 3 to 4 times a day, so I can speak on it for hours, as I've been doing right now. Next, sunlight. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're Latino. I don't care if you're ex-Tino. I don't care if you're alien. I don't care if you're extraterrestrial, celestial. Sunlight. The sun releases something that the medical community cannot wrap their brain around. It's called a photon. It hits your skin, and your skin turns it into a neurophoton. Now, I'm talking about outside in right now. We're going to do it inside out. Right now, you in a stressful environment, how do you change it? Right now. I'm not talking about everybody talk about the damn problem. This is a solution you apply right now. If you are stressed and you want to be success right now, get up, go for a walk. I don't care if you weigh 900 pounds and you can only walk 5 feet. Get up, take those 5 steps, get your heart right up, and then sit your ass down and relax. In the sun, because the sun is informing. It produces, the sun not only sends heat into the body, it also sends information. God talks to you in the sun. I know Negroes that don't go outside all day. What the beep is going on? We used to go outside, sun up to sundown and play. Now, little kids in their house playing freaking video games, they thumbs as big as whatever because all they do is use their thumbs all day. Ain't seen the sun, can't even spell the word. Sunshine, brother. Sunshine. Why? Sun is the only thing or one of the most things that releases serotonin. Now, remember, exercise, endorphins. Sun, serotonin. Serotonin. Man, I wish I could break it down, but I'm already 30 minutes in. I got to talk about the good stuff. Now, this is when the devil's whooping your aspirators and you like need something done today. This is what you do today. Everybody talk about the problem, but do you want a solution? This is a solution. Guaranteed to work. If you do these 5 things and they don't work, call me. Please call me, man. 210-290-5927. I guarantee you. Now, I already know what you're going to do. You're going to go to the gym. You're going to work out for 5 minutes. You're going to call me and say, doc, it don't work. I already know. Emphasis on what frequency. Now, if you go to the gym 3 times a day, get your heart rate up to about 170 every time you go, then call me. Yeah, you're going to be walking around skipping like you just drunk 8 cups of coffee because them endorphins going to whoop that cortisol out your body. Number one, exercise. Number two, get in the sun. Just go outside. I go outside every day, put my lawn chair in the middle of my backyard, sit my dog behind outside in my underwear. Just if I could get buck naked, I would. I don't want to freak the neighbors out. So get outside. Now, sometimes I just go for a jog. Now, I used to go for a 3-hour jog at 12 noon. I don't recommend that. I probably overdid it. Y'all know I'm a little extreme. Sunshine, why? It releases serotonin. Next, this is important. Number one, endorphins. Number two, serotonin. Number three, this is how you do immediately. What do you do immediately? Dopamine. Dopamine is the feel-good chemical. How do you get dopamine? Man, I release dopamine. I artificially release dopamine in my body. This is how you release dopamine. Set a goal, accomplish it. Goal dopamine is released inside of the human body anytime you accomplish a goal. Now, this is like anybody want to be successful right now. Now, remember, because you feel good, you're going to draw good. You want to make more money? Do these 5 things. Guaranteed you'll make more money. Guaranteed. All you got to do. Dopamine is released when you set a goal. Tell yourself. Now, remember, cortisol is released every time you set a goal and don't keep it. Every time you make a promise to yourself and don't keep it, cortisol is released in your body and all of the negative stuff that happens. blood pressure goes up, kidneys start getting out of whack, adrenal gland, your liver starts going wetter, you get depressed, you get angry, you get emotional, you want to walk to the park and you want to fight somebody, you want to do all of this shit just because you got too much cortisol in your system, because you told yourself, I'm going to get up today at 8 and go to the gym. 8 rolled around, you said, I don't feel like going today, cortisol. You told yourself, you know what? I'm going to eat a little healthier today. I'm going to eat a salad today for lunch. Your friend said, hey, dog, come here. Hey, we got free pizza in the office. You told yourself you was going to eat a salad today, but free pizza and a donut. Oh, damn. Krispy Kreme? Oh, homie, okay, what time is lunch? Salad gone. Cortisol releasing. Every time you make now remember, this is subconscious. It's not what you say out loud. You know, every time you say in yourself, okay, I know I should treat my wife or my husband better, and you make a promise, you say, well, you know what? Oh, man, I'm going to do something nice for the wife today. Then the wife wakes up, and she says something that pisses you off, and you say, bump you. I ain't doing nothing for you. Sorry, mother. But you already said that you're going to do something nice. Cortisol released in your body. Every time you make a statement to yourself and you don't keep it to yourself, cortisol is released into the body. But every time you make a statement to yourself and you keep it, dopamine is released inside your body. Why am I successful? I don't give a rip what it looks like on the outside. I'm bouncing off the wall every day. People look at me like I'm on drugs all the time. Just today, people looking at me like, dude, are you all right? Like, day Sunday, it's hot outside, and you skipping like you just won the lottery. Did anything happen? No, I woke up this morning. So why are you so happy? You don't understand, brother. Endorphins has been released inside my body. Serotonin was released inside my body. Then dopamine was released inside my body. Next, I got a healthy dose of oxytocin. Oxytocin, that's the love chemical. Now remember, this is chemically induced. You don't need nobody. You do it yourself. If you love yourself, every time you say something nice about yourself, look in the mirror and you tell yourself, self, you all right. We're going to be all right. Bam, dopamine is released. Oxytocin. Then anytime you hug somebody, dopamine is released inside your body. So I got up this morning. I told her, now normally I don't go to the church with the wife. But I knew that they were having a special event today, so I made a promise. I told the wife, hey, I'm going to go today. I woke up this morning, and something told me, oh, no, man, you don't feel like going. So I was going to not go. Then I remember, if I don't go, cortisol, I'm going to feel obligated and guilty. Why? Because I made a promise to myself. I just told the wife, I'm going to go with you to church, but I told myself I'm going to go support my wife because my wife listens to my show sometimes. She support me. She don't necessarily agree with what I say. I don't necessarily agree with what she got going on at the church. But I go to support her. She go to support me. That's called a relationship. That's how two people relate. That releases oxytocin. So I go to the church. They haven't seen me in a while. Hey, Brother Will. Hug me. Bam. Oxytocin. Sister so-and-so come hug me. Brother so-and-so give me a high five. He say, hey, Brother Will, see you in a while. Man, they give me a hug. I got a bunch of hugs when I went to church today. What happened? Hey, I started feeling pretty good about myself. Why? Oxytocin just flooded my body. All because of, now remember, I don't want to go. I don't like to go. I don't believe in none of that. I'm beyond that. I'm a Hebrews 6:1 Negro. I'm a Hebrews 6:1. I don't do Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I do Hebrews 6:1. I go beyond the basic teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, if you haven't read Hebrews 6:1, you might want to read it, brother. That will release some dopamine inside your body, too. So I chemically induced things into my body every day to override what the cosmogrator is chemically inducing. He is chemically inducing stress by putting chemtrails in the air, by putting fluoride in my water, by putting genetically modified organisms in my food. I ain't vote for none of that crap. I didn't ask for that. But yet the cosmogrator is chemically inducing stress. He wants me to be stressful. So I was like, okay, dog, we're going to fight chemicals with chemicals. So I'm going to go to the gym, put the treadmill on like about 20, and go cuckoo and give me some endorphins. Then I'm going to go over there and get them 120s. I'm going to knock out me some bench press, put me about 8 plates and do me some squats. and release some more endorphins. Then I'm going to go home. After I release them endorphins, I'm going to go out and sit in the sun. So I dropped my daughter off of her at a practice, went out there and parked and sit in the sun. And then I released some serotonin. Then after I did that, I said, you know what? Hey, I kept my promise to my wife. I kept my promise to my daughter. I kept my promises to myself. Bam! The neurotransmitter, it's called the chemical reward, was released inside my body because I had a goal, I had a target, and I hit it. My body was flooded with dopamine. And then I went to the church that I didn't even want to go to, didn't even like. And I go there and I get love. And I give love, and people hug me, and I hug them, and it's real. I'm not talking about none of this fake shizness. I like people. I just don't like religion. I love people, but I don't like cray-cray. I like results. I can't hang on, brother. Your blessing is coming. I need my blessing right now. This is what I'm telling you right now. Successful right now. How do you do it? I just told you. Serotonin, brother. Dopamine. Oxytocin. Those are the feel-good chemicals that you control. You can anytime you want to. Anytime I want oxytocin, I say, hey, babe, where you at? Come over here. I give a kiss, and I get a hug. Bam, oxytocin. Dopamine. I say, you know what? Oh, man, I hate doing Dick and Knee reports, but I got a Dick and Knee report I need to do. This is my money. This is how I get paid. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to knock out at least 5 pages on this 600-page Dick and Knee report. Then I go, bam, knock out those 5. Oh, I feel a little good. Then when I finish the report, even though I like it, and I deliver it, the customer gets it, he reads it, and they say, Doc, this was the greatest thing since sliced bread, homie. Appreciate you. Bam. Dopamine. Set a goal. Reach the goal. Reward is released into my body. So I am chemically successful, even though I am mentally stressful. So now let's deal with the mental stress. So that's the outside in. Now, I don't recommend that. But when you can't do nothing, when the inside, when them devils is whooping your aspiritus and you can't control your emotions, you got to go from the outside in. Now, there's no therapist on planet that will tell you that. None. Every therapist on the planet will tell you, which is absolutely true. But again, as y'all know, I'm a real world dude. Now, the last one I did 4. The last one, which I left for last, and the most important one, you want to blow your cookies? Do just for 3 hours. Just drink water and lemons for 3 hours. Or if you would like want to like curl your toes, eat a watermelon from like 6 a.m. till 12 noon. Don't do nothing. Don't put nothing else inside your tongue except a watermelon. With seeds, preferably. Anything that's alkaline, spinach. Eat a spinach salad. Now, if you really want to curl your toes, do it for 12 hours. And if you want to destroy the yolk, 3 days. I'm talking about if you want to be skipping, like skipping happy, do a watermelon fast. Do a watermelon detox for 3 days. Eat pineapples for 3 days. Nothing but pineapples. Nothing touches your tongue except water and pineapples. Triple dare you to do that for 3 days. Any alkaline, just go to Google, type in alkaline foods, and anything that comes on that list, that's the top 10 alkaline foods. I got all this inside of my book, so I don't want to waste too much time on it. But those are the 5 things that you can do to be successful right now. And because your body feels successful, your body is going to vibrate successful, and it's going to draw successful. Then that's how money comes into your life. See, money is attracted to success. Money runs away from stress. Money is drawn. See, the only reason you got a money problem, the only reason you got a wealth problem, a health problem, the only reason you got a relationship problem, and the only reason you got a knowledge problem is because you got a vibrational problem. You're not a vibrational match. See, if you're not a vibrational match for success, success runs. If you're not a vibrational match for wealth, wealth runs away from you. Your money runs from you. It hides. You can walk down the street and everybody else will see that $100 bill on the ground. You walk on it, you step on it, and you won't see it. Do you know that your brain, now this is scientifically true. Man, this is crazy. Now this used to happen to me. People would always find money. And I used to say, man, how y'all find money all the time? I would never find money. I would lose money, but I would never find money. Because if you got a poverty mentality, the brain, remember, the brain blocks out anything that doesn't agree with his current reality. See, this is the problem. This is why I say you got to go the outside in. Now, once you get mastery over your emotions, then you can go inside out. Now, this is when you become a multimillionaire. Now, I hope y'all are listening very clearly. If you want to be very wealthy, if you want to be very healthy, if you want to be very wise, and if you want to have great relationships, please listen very, very carefully. It is an inside-outside job. It is never an outside-inside job. The outside-inside job is temporary. It's you're putting a Band-Aid on something that needs a tourniquet. It is a coping mechanism. So to keep you from being overwhelmed with stress, we got to produce chemically or artificial. So remember, the artificial is just like a coping mechanism. It's just like escapism. It's temporary. It keeps you from quitting. It keeps you from being so overwhelmed that you go put a bullet in your head. It keeps you from jumping out. It keeps you from divorcing your wife. It keeps you from quitting your job. It keeps you from going on your job, cursing out your supervisor. It keeps you from going to the park and punching somebody in the mouth. It keeps you from going to the grocery store and getting into a fight. It keeps you from going to a fast food restaurant and cursing out an 18-year-old kid for messing up your order. It makes you, now, the outside in, the outside or the chemically induced success is temporary. Please. Now, somebody probably listened to the first 15, 30 minutes and disconnected, and then they're going to go say, Brother Will said, because they didn't listen to the whole show. Man, if I had a dime for every fool out there that does that. So, man, if y'all going to quote me, please listen to the whole message before y'all form an opinion on what I said. Please. Chemically induced success is temporary. Because when I go to the gym, when I go sit in the sun, when I eat my watermelon, when I make a goal and I accomplish that goal, when I go hug somebody, the moment I stop, the chemical stops. Chemically induced success is temporary success. It is not permanent. However, I take temporary over nothing any day. Sometimes I need to temporarily feel like I'm the shiznit. I just need that. I don't know about y'all. Sometimes it gets a little overwhelming. See, I don't know if y'all know what it's like to be a short black man's body from Texas. So I don't know if y'all can relate. But see, and from where I came from, I came from the dungeon. I came from the depths of hell. So I rose up through the ranks. I whooped demons and devils and warlords and wizards and viceroys. I walked through them all. So I don't talk theory. So I needed something because when I was getting my aspiratus whooped on a daily basis, I needed something to feel good for at least an hour to keep me from pulling a bullet in somebody else's head on my own until I figured it out. What did you figure out, Doc? I figured out this. I figured out that this is a sham. I figured out that the devil is a liar. Now, this is the craziest thing since sliced bread. So I figured out that we live in a holographical universe. Now, this is all scientifically proven. So I figured out that everything that is presented to you as real is not real. I figured out that fear is false evidence, false evidence, false evidence, false evidence, false evidence appearing real. So I was like, so hold up, time out. So I'm not poor? False evidence. So hold up, time out. So I'm not sick. False evidence. So I'm not dumb. False evidence. So I don't have a bad relationship. False evidence appearing real. So that means there is something inside of me that is drawing to me evidence to support stress. So I'm saying out my mouth, I want to be a millionaire. But I'm vibrating in my heart, I want to be a Walmart door greeter. So the universe is saying, hey, you're saying the right thing, Doc. We applaud you. However, the way the universe works, the universe doesn't respond to what you say out your mouth. The universe don't even respond to what you think in your head. The universe don't even respond to what's in your heart. The universe only responds to what's imprinted in your blood. Hold up, time out. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. See, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The heart pumps the blood, but the heart don't produce the blood. It's produced in the bone. That's why AT&T got technology right now to activate your bones and change your bone marrow. So that way it produces the type of blood or frequency or pattern. Your blood type, blood means life. Type means pattern. Patterns are power. Patterns are instinct. As I've said before, and I was talking to one of my clients there. It was yesterday. And they heard one episode of the Blood God series that I did. And the client was like, damn, Doc, I had no idea. I didn't know. None of what I've ever done, nothing I've ever posted, nothing I've ever taught is nowhere close to the Blood God series. Because the Blood God series explains why you're not successful. Because inside of your blood are quartz crystals. Now, they are just now proving that the universe is based upon a shadow. Our 3D reality is a shadow of a 4D quartz crystal. Now, I don't want to get into the science of it. All I'm simply saying is there's a higher self or a higher soul. And everything that's going down here, is a shadow. That's why the Bible talks about skion and scales, or skinos. That's why the Bible also talks about how, again, God honors his word above his own name. Now, what does that mean? That means, brothers and sisters, that when you understand that your blood speaks, as it says in Genesis chapter 4, verse 10, I start off the Blood God series explaining to this. When Cain killed Abel, A-B blood, Elohim. Now, if you took the Blood God series, you know what that means. If you didn't take the Blood God series, you'll have a clue what I'm talking about. So you don't know. A-B blood of the L's speaks. Now, if you took the Blood God series, you know what that means. If you don't, that's how you order. The universe only responds to what the blood says. So that is why everything is about your blood. That is why there's so many vampire movies. That's why they do blood orgies. That's why they sprinkle blood. That's why all through the Old Testament there was a blood sacrifice. That's why God, you couldn't do nothing. You couldn't even enter into the holies of holies unless you was a priest and you brought in this smoke and you sprinkled blood. There was a sacrifice. You took the fatted, and it has to be the firstborn, had to be a pure, innocent lamb. And you bring in the blood because of why? The blood speaks. So that God divides you by blood type. So as I said before, in the Blood God series, and the only reason that you're not successful is because you don't understand the Blood God series. Because inside of your blood is a voice. It's called a VOX. It's the vocare. It's in your blood, but you don't know your blood type. Do you know what AB do? If you are AB blood, as I said in the Blood God series, and you meet somebody who is AB blood, especially AB positive, do you know what you just met? You have no clue. You have no clue. So if you are O blood, you are the. Do you know if you got O blood, what that means? If you are O positive, do you have any clue what that means? And you walking around here freaking out a Walmart door greeter and you got old blood? What if you are A positive blood like me? Why do y'all think I live way above my means? Way above my people think I'm balling. They have no clue. But I know my blood and I know how to use my blood and I use the voice that's inside of my blood. The blood speaks. The way that you order, your success is determined by your understanding of not only your name, not only your place of birth, your life path number, all the other shizness that go on, all of that, again, is how that is the driver. The blood is the vehicle. The blood is the life of the flesh. The blood carries the breath. So, Brother Will, what are you saying? Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Success is inside out. So you order your success unconscious. The unconscious blood is ordering stuff, and your conscious and subconscious is trying to figure out what the hell it ordered. See, right now stuff is happening to you, and you don't even know why the hell it's happening. You in a relationship, and you're trying to figure out what the hell happened. Relationship is whooping your ass, paralysis. You don't even know how you got there. You don't even know why. Well, women ask me all the time, why men cheat? That's like the number one question. I don't understand. I treat him like a king. I wash his clothes. I do everything that he says. I mean, I take care of this man like this, that, and another. Women tell me all the time, the first thing I ask, first of all, I already know. But the first thing that the woman should ask is, what is your man's blood type? Because that's why your man cheating. Because women think it has to do with sex. It ain't got nothing to do with sex. Next thing. See, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. See, people focus on race. Then, after the race, the next thing people start looking at and start talking about is like, oh, man, remember, race divides us. People start talking about race, all you're doing is causing division. That's why I don't do nothing that has to do with race. You will never hear me, talking about just race. Every time I talk about race, I'm tying it into, because race is a part of the institutionalized belief. Race is conditioned beliefism. Race is why we eat chickens and we don't eat dogs. Race. Now, everybody will eat a chicken, but will you eat your pet dog? They both meat. But see, you've been conditioned. Oh, it's okay to eat a chicken because it's not your pet. You don't know it. You are conditioned to eat pigs and eat chickens, but your pet dog? No, you won't eat your pet dog. Why? You are conditioned. So there is a hive mindset that if you don't understand that it's tacked into the alpha, beta, the aleph, bet, and the omega, the ABO. If you don't understand the ABO, now if you took the blood type, God says, you know what I'm saying. But if you didn't take the blood type, all of it, because see, I explained, and I'm going to explain at the end, I'm talking about each one of the bloods. That's why this is so important. You say, Doc, you've been talking a lot about this. Yeah, because this is the most important series I've ever done in my life. I've talked about a lot of shitness in my day, but this is the most important thing, because there is enmity between the woman's seed and his seed. Now, if you don't know, there is a blood barrier between you and somebody else. You try to cross that barrier, and you can't. So you need to understand what they call the Reese's factor. Reese's is Zeus's. This is the Zeus factor. Now, if you took the blood God series, you know what I'm saying. But if you don't know whether you're on the Zeus side or not. So you don't understand. And so what if you do when you're going up against Zeus? Now, Zeus is a fallen angel. He represents the God that fell, Zeus. Now, there is a X and Y factor. It's called the X chromosome and the Y chromosome. That's how you order. The universe only responds to a X and a Y chromosome. But you don't even know. Do you know anything about X and Y chromosomes? Yeah, that's what I thought. So there are seven archons that represents the eight bloods. It's Yabato, Abato, Elia, Aspanayao, Sabato. There's seven of them. That represents the kirka or the circle. So have you ever heard of blood cooking? Yeah, go down to Louisiana. They'll tell you about it. How do they spellbinding? You ever understand that? Why do they sing the blues? Well, what are they doing when they sing the blues? When B.B. King came out with the blues, and now we got rhythm in blues. See, we call it R&B. So you like R&B. Yeah, you like to sit down and listen to your little R&B music, huh? Yeah, you know what you're doing, brother? You know what you're doing, sister? Yeah, you don't know what you're doing, but your blood does. Your blood does. You feel something when you listen to that R&B. If you are a black man, let me start playing some black woman, and you got really dark hue, all I got to do is start beating some drums. Your blood is activated by the beat. Blood is activated by beats, homie. That's why you go to the club, all you hear is do, 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 do. That's the base that activates the. But if you don't overstand, that's how you order. So the reason you're not successful and you are stressful is because your gut is consciously going to the universe and says, yeah, I want a large steak, a fry, and, you know, something else. And you're a vegetarian. And you don't even know why this is coming to your life. Stuff is coming into your life and you don't know why. Because your unconscious brain is ordering stuff that your conscious and your subconscious brain doesn't want. So you have to override the voice in your blood. That's what Jesus did when he went to India. The missing years of Jesus, where did he go? He went to India and he went to Egypt. What did he go over there for? Why did he go? He went over there because he had to understand vocare. He had to understand voice. He had to understand that blood is a container. Blood is a carrier of the voice. He went over there to understand that he had to put his voice in his blood because the voice carries. God only responds to other gods. And because you don't speak with God's power, you don't speak with dunamis power, your blood is not activated. The crystals inside of your blood are not crystalline. So the 12-strand DNA is not activated, so you can't order. So therefore, your conscious and your subconscious brain is at the mercy of your unconscious brain. So success is an inside, outside job. So in order to be successful, instead of stressful, you got to put your voice in the blood. Hama. Now, right now, the word blood means enslavement of mankind. Hama. H-A-I-M-A. The Hama. Haima. Haima is the vitalization of the blood. It is the blood type. So the Haima, that's what the word blood means in Hebrew. Haima. Haima. So that means before there was blood, there was what? Now, let me say that question again so that way you can over and understand. Before there was blood, there was what? Now, I got a whole series. That's why I keep stressing this blood type series, because before there was blood beings, there was fire beings. They were called the jinn. And before there was fire beings, there was light beings. They were called angels or angels. So let me make sure you understand, because right now, unless you overstand, you don't know how to order. So therefore, you can't be successful. Now, you can make money without none of this stuff. You can go out right now. You can go out and all you got to do is this. Anybody that say, Doc, I understand, but this is too much for me, brother. I just rather take the easy way out. Okay, this is the easy way out. Go out there and just make an emphatic statement. Just go out there, you know, and whatever you take a hammer and hit your big toe as hard as you can. That feeling that you feel, that pain is going to produce a certain amount of emotion. If you can artificially produce that emotion and make a statement, whatever that statement that you make in that emotional state, guaranteed to happen. Now, I do it all the time. However, I don't recommend it. Because, again, that's coming into the sheepfold through the back door. Now, I didn't know. I was young, dumb, and stupid. All I know is that it worked, and so I kept doing it. Until I got to the higher levels and started dealing with light beings, and they started breaking it down to me like, no, you got to put your voice in your blood. The blood God honors. That's why if you go through all the way through the Bible and you look at how God works, that was a blood covenant that was made. He made a blood covenant. Then Yahushua came on the scene. And Yahushua says, I'm not under the priesthood. I'm not doing blood covenants no more. Yahushua ushered in a new light covenant. So he's after the priesthood of Melchizedek. So now there's a whole new way by which we enter into the sheepfold. So, long story short, the only thing that you must do is the same thing that you are doing right now, except you got to do it with blood activation. So the quartz crystals in your blood activates your DNA. So, Brother Will, how do I activate the quartz crystals in your blood? Through DNA activation. 12-strand DNA activation. That's what I've been teaching since the beginning of time. So, Brother Will, that sounds great, Brother, but what do you mean 12-strand DNA activation? Well, as I said before, brothers and sisters, everything comes down from the Father of Lights. the Pleroma. The Pleroma, again, that means the fullness of the Godhead. That means the Father, the Mother, and the Son. That means all three of them on the same page, the Pleroma. So the Pleroma activates your intuition. That's how you put, again, the crystals in your blood are activated. Now, there's a bunch of more steps to it, but basically, you got to use your intuition. Now, you know, if you're honest with yourself, when you met your mate, you knew whatever problems that you are having in your relationship right now, you knew that the first day you met him. Now, you didn't know it was that bad. You didn't know that he drinks that much, but you knew that he drunk because you probably met him in the club. Now, on your job, you took that job and you knew that they was okay. They don't pay that much, but you was desperate. So you took that job anyway. You didn't do purpose. You did desperation. See, God doesn't respond to desperation. He only responds to inspiration. So, see, the blood takes intuition. Your gut then has inspiration, and you are inspired. That gives you, again, enthusiasm. That means God is in it. That means your blood is activated. That gives you charisma, charismatic. It animates the body. It makes your skin look better. You got to glow. Why does all the pictures have Jesus with a halo? What does that halo represent? That's a sundial. It represents the sun. It represents the glow. It means the glow ray. So the word glory means glow ray, or ray that makes you glow. So there is a ray that makes you glow. So the way that you activate this ray, intuition. Now, how do you live in your intuition? Your intuition is take your five senses and get rid of them. You don't need your five senses for what I'm talking about. Now, again, if you want to be successful instead of stressful. So if you want to be successful, don't listen to your five senses. They're going to lie to you. So you listen to your intuition. You listen to your gut. You listen to your sixth sense. Women, you know what I'm talking about. You follow, you listen to that. And so your intuition is going to take you from desperation to inspiration. You're going to be inspired. You don't know why, but you're going to be inspired to write. You're going to be like, you know what? I don't like writing, but I feel inspired. Why? Your gut is telling you. That's your blood ordering. So your blood is going to order based upon, again, your God type. So each one of the bloods is tied into one of the different levels. There are, again, seven different levels that you order from. That just simply means you can go up and down any one of the levels, but you have one that is your instinct. That's your lane. Stay in your lane, man. Stay in your lane. You can do anything. I know. Trust me. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice is very successful. Y'all are off the chain. All I'm simply saying is struggle. You're struggling. Struggle is effort that is laced with negative emotions. Now, negative emotions is memories that you haven't mastered. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that is successful, you're struggling. What does that mean? That means you're working too hard. You're swimming upstream. How do I know? I did the same thing. I am now getting out of that way of success. Why? That way of success requires a lot of effort. Now, you can be very successful, but it requires a lot of energy. You got to put all of your focus, all of your discipline, all of your order, 24/7. If not, as soon as you take it away, your income drops. That's why my income goes up. I make $10,000 one month. I make $10 the next month. I make $15,000 one month. I make $5 the next month. Why? My focus, energy, because I'm struggling. That means I got a lot of energy. I got a lot of effort, but my effort is laced with emotions, negative emotions. It means I didn't do what I told you at the beginning, which is what? Anytime you can think about a past memory. If I can walk up to you right now and call you the N-word and you want to punch me in the mouth, you're not ready. If anybody can walk up to you and get you out of your comfort zone, if I can push your buttons, you think the devil ain't going to push your buttons? He going to send some fool into your life to get you out of character. So if you think about something and it bothers you, that means you haven't mastered it. Self-mastery. So successful, to be truly successful, is when you can take your energy and your effort that is based upon intuition, not your five senses. So don't do stuff that you can see with your eyes, hear, that you can touch, that you can taste, If you got it, if you got your purpose from that you got the wrong purpose. If your purpose did not come from your gut, well, how did it come from your gut? It means that if it's not something, I was talking with Dr. Spann, and Dr. Spann, we was talking, man, and she said something that was very powerful. She talked about triumph from struggle. And I was telling her, we was narrowing down her niche. We was talking about her purpose now. We kept going over it. And I kept throwing ideas out there. And the one thing that stuck. Now, remember, your purpose you can talk about every day. And when you start talking about it, woo, man, your enthusiasm, the spirit comes inside of you and the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And the sis say, brother, I've been through so much stuff. She told me what happened to her son, what happened to her daughter, with their marriage, all the stuff that she'd been through in her life, like just like stuff after stuff after stuff. The devil been coming at her hard all her life. She'd been fighting, struggling. So out of all of this tragedy came triumph. She can talk about that for 10 hours nonstop. And when she talk about it, something activates her blood. The crystals in her blood activate. The same way when I talk about growing up in an environment with spiritual ignorance, we walking around and fasting and getting beat as kids. Wasn't no God in that. So when I start talking about that, man, I get fired up. I start yelling. I start screaming. People get scarred. They say, damn, what's wrong with Brother Will? Brother, he needs to calm down. He like he drunk. No, brother, I don't need to calm down. That's in spiritas. That means the spirit comes down and inhabits my body. It activates my blood. That means my voice, the voice of my blood is crying out to God. Now read Genesis 4:10. If you haven't took the Blood God series for some strange reason, let me close with this, man, because I'll be talking all night. And you told yourself that you don't need it or you can't afford it or you've taken all my other stuff or this, that, and the other. I don't know, whatever. It don't really matter. Now, you ain't got to take it. All you got to do is understand Genesis 4. You can't take the Blood God series for whatever reason. You know, God bless you. But just at least understand Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. That's the whole Blood God series. If you can understand this, man, like I said, you ain't got to take it from me. You ain't got to pay me a dime. You can research this yourself. You can go talk to somebody else. Everybody knows this stuff. The universe will tell you. They say, God, I need to understand what Brother Will has put together in the Blood God series. Now, Hebrews 12:24. Let me close with this. Hebrews 12:24 says this. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Now, brothers and sisters, let me read Hebrews 12:24 again. Now, I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know what you're doing and what you're not doing. I don't know how serious you are about being successful versus being stressful. Right now, I'm very successful. In fact, I got Bill Gates money. Now, it's maybe metaphysical. It ain't manifested yet. But the chemicals in my brain, I feel better than Bill Gates. I feel better than Donald Trump. I feel better than Mark Cuban. All of the quote-unquote successful people in the world, if you would bring them down and hook us up to an EKG machine and you measure our biorhythms, my heart rate is better than theirs. My cholesterol level is better than theirs. All of my vital signs are better than theirs. Why? Because I have something called prosperity. I have all of the seven P's. I just don't have a bunch of money. But I have real prosperity. Now, it does you no good to have a bunch of money and you can't walk up a flight of stairs. It does you no good. So I'm not interested in just having a bunch of money. I teach prosperity, not wealth, from the state of just getting riches. I don't want to just look at, I don't want to have 10 grand in the bank. I want to have what 10 grand can do. I don't want to have billions of dollars. I want to affect billions of people. So my definition of wealth is focused energy that is full of enthusiasm, that is delivered in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits myself. So I know God's going to take care of me monetarily while I take care of you. So Hebrews 12:24, as I talked about in the Blood God series, the new covenant, there is a new knowledge. There is a new covenant. There is a new man. There is a combination of the three previous versions, there were light beings first. There was fire beings second. There was clay, carbon being third. Now, there is a new man on the scene that is light, that is fire and carbon. That new man, brother, that new man, sister, you have an opportunity to be the one, the Neo. All you got to do is understand Genesis 4:10. And he said, first of all, Genesis 4:9 says, then the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel? Now, Cain is gain. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Cainism is gainism. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Cainism is gainism. Father, touch the minds of your people. Cainism is gainism. The Lord said unto Cain, he said unto gain, money, mammon, where is Abel? Where is AB blood? Your brother. So Cainism and AB blood, they are brothers. I said this in the Blood God series. If you don't know that your blood is Cain and you are a descendant of Cain, when you encounter AB, you have no idea why they're in your life. God says, that's your brother. And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? So Cainism rejected his purpose, which is to be his brother's keeper. There is you who got that blood type. And if you took the Blood God series, you know who I'm talking about. You turn your back. You know you did it. You know you already, you're doing it now. You're turning your back on your brother. Because Cainism, there's one blood that is the brother's keeper. It's the blood of brotherly love that I broke down in the series. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He said, what have I done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened up its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hands. The voice of your brother's blood is crying. Right now, as I'm speaking, your blood is crying. Your blood is crying loud from the ground. And it is crying because it wants to be avenged. It wants to be avenged. Leviticus 17:11 says that the blood was given because of the sins of the soul. So your blood type tells me your sin type. Your blood type tells me the reason you are not successful. Your blood type tells me the reason you are stressful. Your blood type is the most important thing on this planet, other than your name. If you don't understand your blood type and the blood type of your heteros gamas, which is your twin flame, then you don't know how to, or you don't know why this is coming into your life. This keeps coming. This test keeps coming because of the sins that was committed by your soul that you don't even know. Have you ever read Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11? So let me read that really quickly for the people that claim that they can't take the blood type, so that way you can at least have this. 17:11 says this, Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. Start with verse 10. Any man from the house of Israel, or from the aliens. Are you an alien, brother? Do you know what blood type is alien blood? Do you know you are an alien? Do you know that the blood type, you are an alien? Your descendants, you are descendants of an alien. Do you know what blood type that is? You take the Blood God series? Any man from the house of Israel or from the aliens who sojourn among us. Hold up. What? What aliens? Where they at? Oh, yeah, they walking around in dirt suits, homie. You probably might be one of them. It's called an OP, an organic portal. They all got one blood type. Do you know what blood type that is? Are you an OP? Are you a fit extension? Are you a walk-in, brother? Can the demons walk into your body and take over? Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You sense it in your blood. You can feel it. They control you. You don't control them. You just go into fits of rage. You don't even know why. You just wake up in the morning and you want to cut somebody's throat. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. From the aliens who sojourn among us, who eat blood. Yeah, eat blood. I will set my face against that person who eats blood and will cut him off from among his people. Now, I shouldn't tell you this because you didn't take the blood God serious, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You know what the sin of the Bible is? You know what the sin was that they did in the garden? It was the eating of animals. It was eating blood. You got nothing to do with no damn sex. Ain't got nothing to do with no freaking apple. Blood. Blood, brother. Blood, sister. What blood type is it? Yeah. Think about it. It'll come to you. You might want to take the series. I'm just putting it out there. I will set my face against that person who eats blood. I will cut him off from among his people. Verse 11, Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you on the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the body is in the blood. I have given you the blood on the altar to purify you, making you right with the Lord. It is the blood given in exchange for a life, that purification process. In other words, the blood is given for an atonement for the sins of your soul. So let me ask the question again. What sins did your soul commit that you need blood to cover it? Yeah, you might want to pimp the game, homie, because the shizness goes deep. You are ordering stuff because of obligation and guilt. I've been doing it all my life, 50 plus years. You know how long it took me to figure out this knowledge? Do you know how much research I've done? Do you have any idea how long it took me to get to this point? There's very few people who understand what I just said. It is my prayer that the Holy Father opens your eyes that you may see what thus says the Rhema word of God. All I have to say to you, brothers and sisters, is say goodbye. I'm saying goodbye to stressfulness. And I'm saying hello to successfulness. Because I understand. It doesn't matter what your blood type is. Yahushua came that you may be redeemed. Everybody has an opportunity now to be regenerated. Have your genes re-rated. Have your blood filtered. And given that new blood, that heavenly blood, so that way you are light, fire, and carbon being. Come on, somebody. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com today. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and order the Blood God series if you don't already have it. You need to get that today. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you. Lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever, ever manipulate. He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know the same pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.